Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. Today I am your host, the professional, no, that's not right. Welcome to 2021, the unprofessional beauty lover, the professional unprofessional beauty lover. You know what? Feels right. Let's go with it. Welcome back to Full Coverage, my loves. Happy 2021. It's too late to say Happy New Year. I've been told off for that this week. I think people just want to get the show on the road, and I'm inclined to agree. And with that in mind, I've got loads of exciting things to talk to you about today, which makes me happy because that's what I want. We have no difficult eyes today, unfortunately. She'll be back very soon, but we do have, steady yourselves because I'm giddy about this one, we have a lovely, lovely, lovely chat with Anne McFerrin from Glamnetic. Now, if you don't know who Anne is and you don't know enough about Glamnetic yet, although I know a bunch of you do, they are a company, Glamnetic is a company that it specializes and started in magnetic lashes. Now, I know a lot of us have dipped a toe in magnetic lashes. A lot of people tried the early lash brands with the two magnets that clip together over your eyelashes, or bought some slightly sketchy version of a magnetic eyeliner and lash combo off Facebook, mentioning no names, me. But Glamnetic is doing it right. So I was really excited to talk to Anne, ask her what it's like being an entrepreneur in the beauty space. She's young, she's under 30. She is a woman of color. She was an immigrant to the United States. She has all the incredible things that make this world amazing. And then I ended up with a bit of a girl crush on her as well, just because she's really sweet and warm and bubbly and wonderful. So take that, add it to being a massively badass businesswoman, and you've basically got one of my heroes. So that's coming up. But before we get to that, we're going to hit up a bit of new news. Now, I know a lot of people are doing a no-buy for January, which I support 100%. Fully recommend you go back and listen to last year's New Year's episode when I talked about all the ways to get out of a buying cycle. Full disclosure, that's not me right now. I wish that it was. Things have been tough, haven't they? Things have been tough for a while. Jeff and I are in day 300 and blah, blah, blah of quarantine. And while I am absolutely buying less and buying much more efficiently and consciously, I am still absolutely purchasing when I need stuff, and sometimes when I'm excited about stuff, because that's how I'm getting through my day. So if you are doing a no-buy, amazing. What I'm going to talk to you about now will still be on the shelves when your no-buy is finished, if you even decide that you need it at all. If not, these are just things that you might like to know about. So we're going to start with something that I've been super, 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 super impressed by. Happily, a bargain, a veritable bargain. And these are the Revlon So Fierce Prismatic Eyeshadow Quads. Now, there are 6 of them. They sent me 4, so thank you for sending them, Revlon. And predictably, the 2 that they didn't send, I'm like, oh, I want to try those. But I'm just going to say it, because as soon as I took them out of the packaging and I saw them, and it's a lovely quad, and it's the lovely embossed powders, and they've got this lovely wave sort of pattern on them, looks a bit like a fancy chocolate bar, and then I thought, there's just something a little bit Tom Ford about these, and that's what I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna say it's a drugstore Tom Ford, and that is only a compliment. These are so good. The shades are largely neutral. As I say, there are 6 shades, and then each palette has a color pop to it, almost. So the Big Bang has a lilac color pop, Clapback has a blue, Slight Flex has a green, Fully Loaded also has a green, and then you have That's a Dub and Tantrum, which are more neutral, but with Tantrum has a very warm toned coppery brown, in it's Gossamer's a pinky copper as its ColourPop shade, ColourPop as its pop shade, and That's a Dub has a minkier, more neutral, cool-toned brown as its pop shade. And that to me is the one that looks the most Tom Fordy, because that's got very strong Nude Dip vibes, although they have all got very strong Nude Dip vibes. Tantrum is very similar to Body Heat, the Tom Ford Body Heat. That's what I'm wearing right now. I've been wearing it today just to see if it wears and applies as well as its swatches. And it does. And I love it. And I'm really excited. I'm super pumped to try the colourful shades. I've got the green in Fully Loaded. I've got the blue in Clapback and the purple, the it's kind of a fuchsia-y pinky purple in Big Bang, because they look very Pat McGrath in their shade range. The blue in particular is super deep and gorgeous. There's a lot of pearl in this. It's very smooth. It wears beautifully. Revlon describe it as crystal-like pigments for velvet smooth texture for charged up color. Fade proof, crease proof, high pigment color that stays true all day. Well, I've had it on for a few hours and it stayed true. And I'm not wearing a primer, I'm just wearing foundation underneath. Actually, the foundation is Revlon Color Stay, which they sent a few months ago, and I did not really think about it. And then I thought, I should try that, and that's bloody good as well. So I'm having a bit of a reassessment of Revlon right now. They've also sent some Sophia's Chrome Ink eyeliners, which I'm going to try. I am not the queen of eyeliners, so I will be a real test for them. And the Sophia's Big Bad Lash Mascara, which packaging feels really cheap. There's no two ways around it. And also the packaging on the iQuads feels very cheap. You don't want to drop them. It's just very simple plastic clamshell packaging that's clear so you can see exactly what you've got. But I say it's cheap. It also looks very makeup artist-y. You know, those black palettes with a clear lid? Just is very makeup artist-y. The So Fierce Big Bad Lash is red. You can see it in your drawer very easily, and then it's got black writing on it. The packaging is great. The juices are fantastic. It's another winner. So I've been wearing this mascara a couple of times. I mean, you're not going to work out in it, but it's got that real Lash Paradise vibe. Big, big, fluffy lashes. Layers up nicely. Yeah, you still have separation. I didn't get it on my eyelid when I applied it. So just well done, Revlon. The eyeshadow palettes are $10.99 in the US. So are the liquid liners. They're $10.99 also. And the mascara is $9.49. And let's be real, you're going to get it on offer. If you're in the US, like you're going to get it 2-for-1 or 3-for-2 or buy one, get one half price. There's always offers on drugstore brands like Revlon. So these are a real, real bargain. And if you need like a cheapy pick-me-up, I can't recommend these enough, especially the eye palettes. They're just amazing. And as I say, very Tom Fordy at the fraction. You could buy all 6 of these and it will cost less than 1 Tom Ford quad. That's all I'm going to say. Moving on, another brand I'm excited about and a launch I'm excited about. Rare Beauty was one of the highlights for me of 2020. There weren't many outside makeup, but Rare Beauty was one of them. The Selena Gomez brand that launched into Sephora in the US, and she has additions to the brand. Yay! They added eyeshadow palettes at the end of last year, and I was kind of like, it's fine. But I wasn't super excited by them. This I'm excited about. So this is the Stay Vulnerable collection, and it includes a Melting Cream Blush in 5 shades, a Stay Vulnerable Glossy Lip Balm in the same 5 shades, and a Liquid Eyeshadow in the same 5 shades. So they're doing the monochromatic thing, which I very much respect. Of the Glossy Lip Balm, which looked very highly pigmented, and the Liquid Eyeshadow, which it's a real toss-up, isn't it, as to whether or not they ever work. I'm very excited about the cream blush. The blush is definitely where they've got my attention. I love their liquid blush, so I'm really excited about the Melting Cream Blush. Will you be purchasing that? Have you tried Rare Beauty? We're waiting to get news on its launching outside of the US. So that's exciting. Another new launch. We just have a couple more to tell you about. I don't want to overburden everyone. There's a lot going on, lads. I feel like every minute I turn off the news, I turn it back on and something else ridiculous has happened. So I'll try and keep this brief. This is a new base product from Urban Decay. Now, you'll remember when I spoke to Wendy a few episodes back, She said base is where she feels like there's still a lot of innovation to come. Now, she didn't mention this product specifically, and I didn't know it was coming when we spoke, but this is the Stay Naked Hydromaniac Tinted Glow Hydrator, medium coverage up to 24-hour wear. So you're thinking, like me, if you're me, it comes in a tube, you're thinking, oh, it's like a tinted moisturizer. Okay, been a lot of that about. L'Oreal have launched one recently. It's a thing that's happening now, tinted glow hydrators. You could call it a tinted moisturizer, it's allowed. It's been a BB cream, it's been a CC cream. It's a tinted glow hydrator. It's a tinted moisturizer, except when I pumped it out, I got two shades to try. I got 10 light and 10 ultra fair and 20 fair. Now there are only 12 shades, and I thought that was pretty disappointing in this day and age. And then part of me was like, oh well, I guess if it adapts really easily and it's only medium coverage, you'll be able to apply a bunch of different shades to different skin tones and it will work. Now my first issue there is, like, for me personally, it doesn't. Now obviously I am very fair. I am not on the darker end of the spectrum of skin tones anywhere near it. So what I would need to see is people with darker skins testing it out to see how well those darker shades adapt, and if in fact they do. Because I got ultra fair and fair, and you guys know how pale I am. I am the lightest shade in very many foundations. It's only since foundation brands have started branching out super far that I get shades that actually I'm like, oh, that's a little bit light for me. For the longest time I was the lightest shade. Now, ultra fair on me just was white. It was so chalky. It was so pale. It did not work at all. I was very relieved when I tried fair and it did work. And it worked perfectly, actually. 20 fair is perfect for me. But it made me anxious about the other shades because there's actually quite a lot of pigment in this. I found that there was a fair amount of pigment, more so than I would anticipate from a tinted glow hydrator. It says medium coverage, and I think that's about right. I use a little bit of concealer under my eyes and on my chin for like a perfected look, but you really could just use this and have a pretty decent amount of coverage on it. It's not a super light moisturizer. The other thing that I thought was weird, I want to say weird, not bad, but weird, is it says it's a tinted glow hydrator, but I found that it caught on any dry patches of my skin, like, quite badly. So you do need to prep before you use it. You definitely need to have a well-exfoliated and moisturized base before you put it on. That said, once it was on, I liked it. It was pretty. It wore really well. It doesn't feel like a lot. It's one of those bases that when you're putting it on, it kind of feels tacky and like you're putting it feels like you're putting makeup on. But then once it's on, you don't really feel it at all. It's got kombucha filtrate in it. It's got marula oil in it. And according to Urban Decay, 100% of users had improved skin hydration after 24 hours. I don't really know how they were measuring that. It says based on an instrumental skin test. What's an instrumental skin test? They tested the skin with an instrument, but what instrument? I would like to know. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about this. I feel as though it launched at a really weird time to launch December, January, when it feels very much like a spring product, and maybe it will come into its own as we move closer to spring, into warm weather. It also feels like it should have SPF in it, and I'm really pleased it doesn't, because I hate when they put SPF in these things. But it's got that vibe. It's like a very aquatic blue, because, you know, it's Hydromaniac. So it's definitely giving you that spring, seaside, summer holiday vibe. And it does feel like something you might wear on a day at the beach, but you've got to put SPF underneath it to keep you hydrated if you wear makeup at the beach. Some people do. Don't look at me like that. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I am going to keep an eye on it. I'm still using it. I feel like I sound as though I'm down on it, and I have found myself reaching for it. It's been a nice one in the house when I'm like, I just want to feel like I've done something to myself and I'm not just sat in my pajamas waiting for the next day. I feel like it's nice and easy and it's there. But yeah, you do need to not have any dry patches because it will catch. But that's a newbie from Urban Decay to check out if you're looking for a medium coverage, long wearing, but without being... It's dewy. We like dewy. So check it out. Do check it out if you're in the market for it. I'll stop talking about it because I feel like I'm talking it down and I actually quite like it. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about is from another brand that is bringing us all the bargains. Because like I said, I'm trying to be more conscious about what I use, what I buy, what I recommend to you guys. And this is another brand that we didn't talk about for the longest time. And then suddenly we were like, wait, should we be talking about them? It's Olay again. And the reason I'm talking to you about Olay today is because they've launched a collagen peptide. A collatide? That's an idea for you. That's a marketing idea for you, Olay. But it's a collagen peptide line. And ever since we talked about QMS collagen serums, we get more messages, I would say, than anything about anything collagen related. People are just like, I can't get QMS, or QMS is out of my price range, or I bought it and I loved it and it's been transformative, which is the most common message we get. But a lot of people are asking for alternatives to the QMS collagen peptide and collagen serum, sorry. And in this Olay collagen line, collagen peptide, there is a serum. So we were sent this by Olay. I've been using it. I like it. So I'm going to be really careful about what I say, because it's not the same thing as the QMS collagen serum at all. But at the same time, it is a really nice serum. It's packed with collagen peptides. Don't make me find the Nadine audio and put it in again. I feel like she'll fall out with me if she finds out about it. So it's got collagen peptides in, which your skin absorbs and recognizes more easily than just chucking collagen on your skin, according to their science. And I will say, they sent me like a bunch of videos from scientists explaining science in terms that idiots like me could understand, and I was very grateful. So it's got a topical peptide that is more easily absorbed than just straight collagen. It's a peptide that creates collagen inside your skin. So we love that. And it's also got niacinamide in it, which is just having a moment, isn't it? Isn't she having a moment? Don't we love that for her? They described it as their favorite ingredient at Olay. Interesting. I've never heard you mention her before. And now she's your favorite Olay. Now she's popular. I'm joking. It's awesome. Yay, niacinamide. We love her. We love to see her. And yeah, I've been enjoying this serum that has a pentapeptide in it. It's pentapeptide 4, to be specific, if you want to know about your pentapeptides. There's also an eye cream, which I kind of like, but it's a little on the heavy side. So I don't like to put it under my eyes because I feel like it could encourage puffiness. So I will keep it to the side and very much to the upper cheekbone orbital area if I was going to use it. And there's a moisturizer as well, which I do like. I've got the regular, there is just the regular, there isn't a whip in this, so it's just the Regenerist Collagen Peptide 24, it's fragrance free, yay. It's quite thick, so I like it at night. We've had the heating on at night because it's been very cold in LA, by LA standards, again, don't give me that. So I've been using it at night and really enjoying it, and it's just a nice, does what it says on the tin, hardworking moisturizer. There's a face wash as well. I haven't used the face wash. I'm sure it's great. It's just whenever you get face washes that are full of actives or claim to do things, it's on your face for like a minute, if that. So, you know, if it's cheap, if you like it, if it works for you, shoot. Right now it's like $9 in the US. I'm sure it's about the same in the UK, probably a little bit less, like £7-8, I would imagine. So if it works for you, go for it. Who doesn't like a nice cream cleanser, a nice soothing protective cream cleanser? But that hasn't been top of my testing list, unlike the serum. But I do like the serum. My skin's enjoying it. I haven't had any adverse reactions to it. I haven't been using it long enough to see any serious results. I will just say that, because I do think you need to give a serum like time. But I haven't seen any adverse results. And my skin is perfectly happy, perfectly smooth, perfectly as it was before. So we like it. We'll keep going with it. Intrigued to see if anyone who's been looking for an alternative to QMS decides to give it a try. One last new news, because it's something that I got giddy about when I saw it. And that is, she says, pulling up her bits of paper because she's a professional. It is the NARS Air Matte Collection. Yay! Why did I do that like that? Why did I just turn into a terrible, weird valley girl? NARS have a new collection, and it's called the Air Matte, and I really like it. So there is an Air Matte blush, which is what I'm most excited about, to be honest with you. It's a little pot of matte blush. Made me think about Maybelline's Dream Matte blushes. Is that scandalous? Is that sacrilege? But I got giddy about it, and I kind of want it to be a fancy dream matte blush. And then there's the Air Matte lip colours also. Think of Sunny's face. Think of the Rare Beauty dupe of Sunny's face. This is the NARS dupe of the Rare Beauty dupe of the Sunny's face with regards to a super light whip air lip colour in a bunch of NARS colours that you love. Like very, very thin on the lip. Very, very thin film. Very, very comfortable to wear. And just really pretty colours, because NARS does really pretty colours. So if you're in the market for a fancy treat, NARS has got you covered. We're going to take a short break now. You know how this works. It's like that's literally what happens every episode. So we're going to take a short break. Then I'll be back with my chat with Anne McFerrin from Glamnetic. Just really, really loved her and thought everything she had to say was so interesting and so smart and not only beauty related, but you can apply a lot of her advice to just life in general. So even if you're like, I don't know about magnetic lashes, I don't know if I want to know about magnetic lashes, definitely stay tuned, because there's going to be stuff you can apply to every aspect of your life in this conversation, because she's just a sweetheart and a mega genius. And do yourself a favor and listen. We'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anne, super, super excited to have you here today. Thank you for spending some of your day with us. So for our listeners who don't know who you are and don't know much about Glamnetic, which there might be one or two, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the company?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. Excited to be here. So Glamnetic specializes in magnetic lashes and magnetic liner, but the overall mission of the brand is just to make beauty more effortless, since beauty routines take far too long. And a lot of times, you know, you'd be surprised, a lot of girls have a barrier to entry just because they're like, oh, I don't know how to even do makeup. And lashes, of course, being the most difficult part of anybody's beauty routine, that was the aspect that I wanted to innovate on the most. Also, it's the most transformational part of your face. When you wear lashes, you look like a whole different person. You become that bitch, which is, you know. So I had an early addiction to lashes very early on. I was actually born in Thailand, and I immigrated here when I was 7 with my single mother. And when I got here, I moved into an all-white town and neighborhood, and school as well. So I looked very different from everybody. And so I felt like an outsider. You know, with that also some bullying about, you know, how I look different. And so I felt like me going into makeup was me trying to cope with bullying and just wanting to feel confident and beautiful. And did that for me and empowered me to feel like I was worth it. And one of the main things was lashes. And that's why I'm completely obsessed with lashes. And I literally never go outside without wearing lashes. But as you know, as time went on, I realized a lot of girls don't know how to apply lashes. And me personally too, glue would take a long time. It's also, I found out it has formaldehyde in it. It's like very toxic for you. And I saw this major gap in the market for lashes that were easy to apply, And at the time, magnetic lashes were out. They were like the thin plasticky type that sandwich your natural lashes together. The idea went viral because it was so exciting at the time. Everyone's like, wow, this is a totally new concept for lashes. Eyelashes haven't been innovated upon in 100 years. And finally, someone's coming out with magnetic lashes. But to people's disappointment, when they tried it on, it didn't work. And so magnetic lashes started becoming a scam, quote unquote scam. And I was like, well, this concept is amazing, but why is someone not doing it the way that it should be done? And so I saw this major gap in the market and kind of went straight into product development for my own curiosity, because I wanted to create product for myself. And then that's when I started getting custom made lashes that had like 5 magnets on them, but they were like on the fluffy full lashes, like the ones I'm wearing right now, where they're like really full of volume, like you would see, you know, at a Sephora. And I was like, why aren't lashes magnetic, but like look like that? And then I found the mechanism to attach it, which was a magnetic eyeliner, and then just went into full development on finding the right formula and figuring that out, and then created the system that we have now that kind of blew up once I launched. I was so surprised at, you know, when people would see the product, they were so like flabbergasted, like mind blown. Yeah. What? This is such a crazy, like, how does that work? And it's really the formula has a lot of iron oxide in it, which has magnetic properties. And a lot of people have concern about it being eye safe, but iron oxide is actually naturally occurring in nature. I mean, we have iron in our blood, so it's way more healthy for your eyes than like glue, which has formaldehyde and all these preservatives and toxins. And also you're not pulling out your natural lashes along with them. Another use case that came out of it was more sustainable, because you didn't have to throw them away as often, because the nature of the lash band is there's no glue. So there's no glue clumping on the lash band. So it lasts way longer, 40 uses, actually 40 plus uses. So, because of that, it was also more cost effective for the customer. And, you know, obviously people became obsessed, and basically we were able to scale we launched in August of 2019. And then within a year, we were doing 50 million this year in sales, and scaled to 55 employees when it was just me in my one bedroom apartment for the first 6 months, working out of Koreatown in Los Angeles. And just going back before I even started Glamnetic, I was a full-time artist, because I had always just been a creative. Mm-hmm. And what people don't know is like, I actually went to school for psychobiology at UCLA, and it's has no correlation whatsoever.
Wow. Well, that was going to be my next question. How did you find yourself starting up such an incredible company? And again, congrats. Like, it's been an incredible year for you guys, which is so amazing. So great to see women succeeding, and women at a young age too. Like, I'm sure you're sick of hearing that, but like, it's so amazing to see people getting ahead when like previously there would have been hurdles put in front of you just because of who you are and how old you are and where you're from. So massive congrats on that. I want to talk about that a little bit more, but yeah, tell us a little bit more about your background of how you came to be running Glamnetic, starting Glamnetic.
Yeah, I grew up in a really small town called Manteca, California. It was like basically more cows than people in the town. And
great lashes on a cow, great lashes.
And I had actually moved to Tracy right when I landed in America. Literally the first place I went to was Tracy, and then moved to Manteca. And then I was kind of a total nerd in school and just studying all the time, you know, Asian mom and all of that. So all I did was study all day. There was literally nowhere else to go out, so no distractions. And I got into like a leadership program. They only accepted 60 people in the nation. It was like basically for minorities, for that kind of were, you know, marginalized or just people who had less opportunity. And this program was called LEADA, And they basically took 60 students and put them into Princeton University for a summer leadership program. And then they really helped us get into the top schools in the nation. And then I had applied to like Berkeley, Stanford, all of those things, and I got into Berkeley, UCLA, and then decided to go to UCLA just because I loved like LA. That was my first time going. And I was like, this environment is like the environment that I would thrive at because it just seemed more creative and open. And I had no idea, I was lost. You know, I didn't know what I wanted to be. Everyone asks you like, what do you want to be when you grow up? The default seemed to me to be something science related, since that was my strong suit. I loved science and I loved everything about it. So, I decided to take the pre-med route just because I felt like everyone else was doing it and kind of got caught up in that. I did finish, but I also at the same time started taking art courses there. And that's what really opened my eyes to like how amazing art was and how you can really make it your own. And I found that I had, you know, natural talent for it. And so when I graduated, I actually did my first commission and made like $10,000 off my first painting commission. And that's when I was like, wow, this is actually a big money maker. My mom was an artist and she couldn't make any money. She said, you know, it's a dead end job. And I wanted to kind of prove her wrong and show her that, you know, you can make a lot of money. And, but she kind of ultimately was right in the sense that it is a lot more of a grind and a hustle, because every single job you kind of have to land yourself. And it's like going from one job to the next. And, you know, I did that for 5 years. I was able to show in the Los Angeles Convention Center, the LA Art Show, and, you know, grab some like major, some major clients. But I, along the way, what made art worthwhile for me was I was able to network with a lot of successful people. Obviously successful people love art, fine art especially. And so me going to Art Basel and all of these places, I would network with a lot of people. And I had a lot of influential businessmen who like had, you know, scaled major companies and became close friends with them, and kind of saw what they were going through and saw how they were operating, how they were running, what their lifestyle was like. And that's kind of what got me thinking, like, I actually would love to, that looks so fun to me. Like, I thought that lifestyle, like, even though they're working 24/7, I felt like that's something that I wanted to do, because I wanted to build a team. I wanted to build a community, which I felt like I couldn't do as just a studio artist inside my room 24/7 painting by myself. It's very much like an introvert. And I was like, I'm like an introvert extrovert. I like do want to have some sense of like, community, and I want to have a team under me. And that's kind of when I decided, you know, I want to take my passion in beauty and turn it into some like a lifelong career. I want to, I didn't know what was going to come about. Like I never thought a million years that it would be what it is today. That wasn't what I was aiming for. I think I just wanted to like gain a life purpose. Cause I felt like I was lacking direction and purpose in my life. And all I wanted was a project that I could be proud of. And you know, with putting passion, so much passion behind it and a do or die attitude, I think that's why, it did so well, just because I think I was in it for the right reasons. I wasn't in it just for the money or anything like that. I was in it because I actually love seeing girls' reaction. And I love that the messages I would get was, oh my God, you changed my life. And like, it's not just lashes. It's like, you made me feel more confident about myself. It's like the same effect that, you know, had happened to me when I was young, where I was like, it's not just about lashes. It's like how it makes me feel. I grew into this person that I ultimately wanted to be because I felt confident. But like, you have to get that first step in feeling like you're beautiful before, unfortunately with girls, it's like that. With guys, it doesn't matter.
No, exactly. We need training wheels before we can take off and fly sometimes.
So yeah, beauty is our training wheel, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of girls can't access and can't put on makeup themselves. So that was really empowering for me. And I felt like really grateful. And that's kind of what lit a fire underneath me to like really have like a do or die attitude about building this brand.
Yeah. So what would be your tips? A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, out there now, it's the start of a new year. Everyone's reassessing their priorities, what they want out of life, what they, especially after the year we've just had, like everyone's thinking, what do I really want to get out of this life? It sounds like you have nailed it. So please share with us your wisdom. If anyone out there was thinking about starting something up, being an entrepreneur, starting a business, what are your top tips for them?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that was one of the hardest things for me too. In the beginning, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I never had previous entrepreneurship experience. I actually was never in a real 9-to-5 job. So it was like, I don't even know how like a company runs, like literally no idea. But I feel like that coming in, like not knowing that was actually great, because then I got to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, and like how I wanted an ideal company to be built. So I would say if you're starting your business, first of all, make sure that the product that you're thinking about is very innovative, because if your product does not stand out, you're going to just have a really tough time and shoot yourself in the foot from the very beginning. So your brand has to be built on the foundation of an innovative, like breakthrough product, where if you show someone, they're literally like, oh my God, mind blown. And that's going to be the hardest part, you know, initially. How do I innovate? But, you know, you're not going to have a market if you don't have that product. I mean, you're going to build it to like maybe some like to some degree, but not, you know, to the, maybe the levels that you ultimately would want given the amount of time that you're going to spend on it. So that's first of all, and it's also going to make you more passionate, which I'm passionate about the product, which means you're more passionate about your company. So that's one. And then second is like, don't be afraid to just start. I think a lot of people like spin themselves out in their head of actually starting something, because they're like, well, what if I don't know this? What if I don't know? I don't have accounting. Well, it's fine. Like I didn't have any of that either. I literally was just in a small bedroom apartment, and you just need to start like looking on YouTube, like everything, the wealth of knowledge, all of it is on the internet. I can literally Google it. I literally had no mentor teaching me anything. I knew I had this business people, but they were not the type to be like sitting there and like helping me guide me through things. So I was like, let me just ask YouTube. And then YouTube answered all my questions. And that was how I even got started in sourcing and learning how to do that. And again, it's just like taking one step at a time and not ever thinking like you need to have it perfect. Even when you're launching, your product packaging doesn't have to be perfect. You should just launch and then you can optimize from there. You're not going to know, by the way, what people want until you ask them as well. So ask for feedback from your friends, ask for feedback from your audience. If you built any audience at all on your Instagram, like use Instagram polls. There's so much, like just think about it in a common sense way. And then step by step, you know, before you know it, you're going to have a brand. And I would say also join Clubhouse, because I just joined and I'm like, wow, this is actually crazy how much wealth of knowledge there is and how many entrepreneurs you can meet and like literally DM and ask them questions about. I would join that app. I feel like that's going to be the next breakthrough app for, especially for someone wanting to start a business. It's literally gold. And yeah, I feel like those are my top tips. And also don't be scared and have a do or die attitude about your brand. So that basically, you know, you have to make sure you're 100% going to be committed to this. And you know, you got to live or die with the brand if you want it. You really want it to be successful.
We hear that from so many people that the most important thing is the passion, because that's what's going to get you up in the morning and keep you at your desk at night. So I guess it's good that we're hearing it again. I'm pleased that we're hearing some consistency in this. That's a good thing. We like that. You mentioned Instagram. Now, Glamnatic obviously is a huge presence on social media. You have an amazing Instagram platform yourself. You're like your brand's best model, best advertisement. So tell us a little bit about how social media has worked for you, and how do you personally find balance with social media? It it's amazing to hear such positive stuff about the internet from you. Like, wow, you found the good side of the internet. It can be very different. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I feel like I like to use the best side of the internet always. I'm never like on the bad mental health side where I'm like, okay, I need the likes. I'm always in it for like the performance of, I'm like, okay, how analytically, how did this post do? Why did it do good? Should I post it again? And that's how you should start viewing all of your, like your entire, like everything, every social media channel, through your, from your brand. You should view it from a perspective of like, I'm not taking it personally that people don't like it. Like take it more as like, okay, I shouldn't post that content again. I should try something else. And then you'll find that, oh my God, this meme did really well. Like, let me do that again. And that's the lens in which I look out of. Also a big philosophy of mine, and the entire social team knows this, that if stories expire, I'm going to raise hell, because they need to be going 24/7. It's a free tool for you to advertise your brand. And you have all these eyeballs that are following you and you're trying to grab their attention. You know, we're in an attention economy where we're all competing for each other, like everyone's attention. So how can you be everywhere and anywhere? Social media is a free tool for you to do that. And you know, you can go viral on like a TikTok, on a platform like TikTok. So you need to be like really utilizing it and like going full force on it. I also maximize every single tool on Instagram, from the filters. We do like virtual lash try-ons. People could try lashes. And then we also have like the guide, which was just recently released, and the reels is performing really well because, you know, TikTok and Instagram are competing. And so Instagram is now prioritizing reels in their algorithm. So like just being aware of these things and like using it to your fullest ability is going to maximize your chances of survival and success. And we're on everywhere. We're on Twitter, we're on Pinterest, we're on Snapchat. Now we're on Clubhouse. I have a Glenetic handle on Clubhouse. And so like, I just encourage everyone to look into all the platforms. And if you're just a one man show like me in the beginning, try to think about like what platform is going to give you the most leverage, because you got to work smarter, not harder, when you're just one person. And then, you know, as you hire out, you can start like building an actual team. But there needs to be a strategy that goes behind it. Don't just post blindly. Like, look at your post after. Like, we have a meeting every week where we literally go over all of the statistics on every single post and why it did well, why it didn't do well. And then we do more of the things that do well and scrap the things that don't.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it weird how much of it is common sense?
Yeah.
To everyone, when they sit down, it just seems so impenetrable. It seems so difficult.
Right. But I think that's why, because they're just not like, they're thinking about it like as a, oh my God, like everything as a whole is like, it's a lot. But if you just, like I said, take the first step, everything would be more clear, because you're like in the path where you can see the forks in the road.
So one question, you touched on it a moment ago, but one question we had from our listeners was about the lashes and magnets near their eyes. Now, I totally get it. As you mentioned, a lot of us, naming no names, but pointing directly at myself, purchased that first generation of magnetic lashes after they saw it on Facebook and went, I want that, and then clamped their eyelid together and it was uncomfortable and they didn't like it. So talk to us about how the Glamnetic lash actually works with regards to safety. Like, I know you mentioned the iron oxide, but just for clarity's sake, it's safe for the eye.
Totally. So the eyeliner is actually made of the same types of formulas as a mascara or any other black eyeliner. It's just that there's a lot more iron oxide on it, which then gives it its magnetic property. And just so you guys, just so like everyone knows, like magnets are everywhere. Like, our entire earth is surrounded by a magnetic field that protects us from the UV rays of the sun. Mm-hmm. So it's like magnets are part of actual like life. And so it's not as worse, like your phone is way worse to put next to your face than it actually is giving off radiation. A magnet where it's just like a piece of metal is not gonna be harmful to the eye. There's been studies done by that. with like Princeton professors. And for us though, the eyeliner is eye safe because it's literally the same stuff as in mascara. And iron oxide is not harmful. And so, yeah, those two components together, you know, work to adhere to each other, but they're not going to rip off your lashes and, you know, harm you in any way.
And who didn't love magnets when they were a kid? Who doesn't love magnets now? Who doesn't still find magnets fascinating? If you end up with two magnets, you can't not play with them. That's an actual fact. Like, that's the truth. So I think we all know that. Onto the more fun stuff, because you've done the hard work. We want to talk to you about beauty. Obviously, you're a beauty girl. You told us you were a beauty girl growing up. What are your favorite products right now? What do you have to have? What are your must-haves?
Ooh, I am such a PD, like, I'm in PD mode, like, all the time. So I feel like I'm always just, I'm never wearing the same thing twice, just because I love, like, testing out new formulas, testing out new things. But out of the things that I've tried, for the palette, like for color cosmetics, I really love the Natasha Denona formulas. I love how creamy they are. And like, we're testing out different eyeshadow formulas because we are potentially going into color cosmetics. So I've been testing out a lot of different formulas and seeing like where the manufacturings are. Like, there's a lot of Chinese manufacturers that actually create some of the best formulas that I've tried. And I've actually been surprised at that, because I guess like the misconception is like, you know, the USA makes the best, but I realize it's kind of just dependent on which manufacturer you find. But yeah, right now I've been really in love with the Natasha Denona palettes. I've been like buying all of them just to try them out. I have not been in love as much with the Pat McGrath ones. I know that everyone is saying they love it, but
no, I make myself deeply unpopular on this podcast regularly by mostly just crying about how heavy they are. Like, they're just not user friendly. Like, that really upsets me. But I think that you need a level of proficiency to make them work that I personally do not have. So
if you actually take your finger and like do a swatch, it's like on your finger, it shows up beautifully. Then you put on your eye and then it just disappears. I'm like, what is going on? It's just the way the formulas are built versus the Natasha one. You go in the eye, it looks exactly the same as on the finger. Like, those are things that we are, you know, looking at very closely. And then I've been into skincare a little bit more nowadays. My holy grail has been the Foreo, like little face vibrator. Like, I love the Foreo Luna. And then I use it with something that I found through like a dermatology site, which I don't actually ever go to the dermatologist, and people ask me like, do you have a dermatologist? Cause your skin looks great. But I literally just found this, and it's called Vanny Cream. It's on Amazon for literally like $10. Mm-hmm. And it's a face wash. It's very gentle, but it is dermatologist recommended. And I use that to clean my face every single day with the Foreo. And I have not had like a pimple for 2-3 years.
Oh, wow.
Like, not one pimple.
That is a bold claim, and something worth investigating, because I can't say that. And that's upsetting to me. That's amazing. So, I mean, you just mentioned it very briefly there, but I'm going to have to press you because literally it's my job. What's next for Glamnetic? I personally was just excited about your half lashes, and now you're telling me that we could be going into color cosmetics. Tell me more. What's next for you guys?
Oh my God. We are making bold moves. We're hiring a head of color, from a big brand, and she's coming over. And I mean, we have like a 5-person team right now on the PD side. They're like absolutely amazing. I think that we've built such an amazing community of loyal customers that literally will buy anything we sell. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously they're beauty enthusiasts. They're not just lash enthusiasts. They wear everything. Yeah. So, we want to be able to provide everything to them. And so, you know, like, it's not a plan that's coming up in the near future, but maybe next year, that's something that we're definitely considering. This whole year will probably just be like product development. But we are launching like brow products as well. And like some other fun stuff. And obviously heavily expanding the nail category. So there's a lot going on, but the whole point of all of, like, the through line with all of the products we're launching is that it has to be very easy to put on, or there's some sort of component where it's like very innovative and convenient. So we're trying to figure that out with eyeshadows, which obviously it's been like the most saturated space. So we're trying to figure out like what is something that we can come up with that's completely different, that is breakthrough compared to everyone else. Like everybody's seen a palette, but like how can we reinvent that? How can we reinvent like every aspect of the experience with color cosmetics? That's why I don't want to rush this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to rush that. So we just want to make it.
Good to see that you've set yourself up with an easy task for the future. Just reinventing eyeshadow.
We have big dreams. Yeah. And I think we're so, everybody's so passionate about it that, you know, we're literally willing to work 24/7 to make it happen. So I feel pretty confident. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, obviously you are a busy lady, so I am going to go. But thank you so much for your time. This was so amazing. We're so excited about Glamnetic and seeing where you guys go. And thank you for creating a product that even I can apply, which, as all of our listeners know, is a miracle because false lashes are not my friend.
But wait, yours are. Which lashes have you tried?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't say it starts with L, but I think I have three different ones that start with L. I don't wear my glasses all the time. I'm wearing them right now. The listeners obviously can't tell, but you can. But when I wear my contact lenses, my eyes are actually really tiny. And I love a lash. I love to do a lash. And I have just, for years, just fought with false lashes and fought with glue and clear glue and black glue and white glue and individual lashes and lash extensions. And I've had some horror stories with lash extensions. So Glamnetic lashes actually working was a huge deal for me because I was the most cynical of all cynics. Really excited about them.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy to hear. Like, that's exactly what we want, is like people to feel like, oh my God, finally something.
At last. I know. Thank you for taking away the curse of the Facebook ad lash. Yeah. That was no one's friend. Was she not brilliant? Was she not super inspirational? Was she not just genuinely the warmest, most generous, kind, open, encouraging human ever? Yeah, she was. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you're interested in Glamnetic, we will put the social tags down below so you can check them out. You can follow Anne on Instagram. Honestly, I know I said it in the conversation with her, but they genuinely work and it kind of freaked me out a bit because I am so cack-handed at false eyelashes. And the first time I tried magnetic lashes, I bought a kit off Facebook or Amazon, I can't remember exactly, but I'd seen it, it kept following me around the internet, it was haunting me, so I was like, oh fine, I'll try it, leave me alone. And it just went very badly and it was sticky and gross and I hated it. And there were three lashes on the band and they bunched up funny. That's not Glamnetic, that's not what they're doing. So congratulations to Anne and to Glamnetic and all the massive amounts of success that they've had. It's insane that they have done so well so quickly. I'm like just so impressed. So impressed. I sound like her nana, and rightly so. But moving on. Before I move on, she mentioned a face wash that she uses in the conversation we had, and I wasn't quite sure if everyone caught it, so I will mention that in the show notes as well. But it was Vani Cream. It's V-A-N-I Cream. I know because I immediately went to Amazon to search for it because her skin is magnificent. So yes, that's where we're at with Anne and with Glamnetic. Thank you, Anne, for joining us. You're a superstar. Can't wait to see what you do next. But now it's time. I hope you're all going to sing along. I'll count you in on three. One, two, three. Highlight of the week. Can you imagine if we actually like paid for a jingle? I think I only want it if I can get Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande to do it together. Otherwise, we'll just stick to what we've got. So two highlights of the week. So I picked one and then I realized it might not be available everywhere and I felt bad. So I picked a second one because that's how we roll. We make our own rules here. It doesn't matter. The first is an eye palette. It's two eye palettes, actually, that I purchased because I'm a monster. And like I say, times is tough. Things is weird and I really wanted a treat. So I bought some stuff from Shein. Some people pronounce it Shein, some people pronounce it Shein, some people pronounce it Sheen. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm going with Shein because that looks right in German And logically, somehow, as a non-German person, that makes sense to me. So we're going with it. Shein is a website that sells clothes and beauty and homeware and weird stuff. And it's here in the States. I'm not sure where else it is, but it's a little bit bonkers in the best kind of a way. And everything's a super bargain in kind of a way that you don't like to think about. It doesn't make me feel good about myself. But what does make me feel good about is these eyeshadow palettes. So these are the She Glam, that's their beauty line, She Glam 12 color eyeshadow palette, bright colored. And I have number 2, L'Avion Rose. Mother's listening to that somewhere and going, oh, is that what it's called? And number 3, Warm Neutrals. Now, when these arrived, okay, so to start back to, I saw them on the website and I'd seen a bunch of YouTubers and Instagrammers posting about the Shein stuff, and I was like, well, they probably got sent it for free and they probably got paid to post this, and I just don't know, like, that stuff you get online, I don't know where it's come from, I don't know where it's made, it's usually not that great. And then I saw these on their website when I was buying workout clothes, because I'm like, I'm only prepared to pay $4 for a bra, for a workout bra, not a real bra, obviously these babies need some proper support, but it's workout clothing, I'm not paying Lululemon prices in a 2021 climate. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We had a coup last week. We had a coup. We had an attempted coup in the United States. Am I paying $100 for leggings? Ask me again tomorrow. So I saw these eye palettes on Shein and I just thought, oh, how very NARS of them. So it looks like a NARS palette. It's black. It's 12 shades laid out in 3 rows of 4. Very similar sizing to a NARS palette. You know what I mean? Those little horizontal rectangles. I'm like, it just looks very NARS-y and I'm interested. So I ordered them. I think they're $6 each on the website now. There's always a discount code. So $6. I think I ended up paying like $4.50 for each of them, which is ridiculous. They arrived, takes a while for them to come from the other end of Mordor, wherever they're making these eyeshadows, for that amount of money. And they came in like soft touch black cardboard packaging, and I was like, oh, feels even more nausea by the second. And I opened them up and I'm like, oh, interesting. So the L'Avion Rose, as you can imagine, has got a lot of pink in there. There's a bunch of mattes, shimmers, glitters, sparkles, you name it, it's all in there. It's definitely more warm tone than not, but it's a really nice mix between the mattes, the shimmers, and the glitters. And I just really like it. And then the Warm Neutrals has got a very interesting tealy green shade in there, which is gorgeous. A bunch of oranges, a really pretty gold, and then just some really, really nice, more neutrally, it says Warm Neutrals, but there's a couple of really pretty neutral brown shades in the bottom that I've been doing a really nice, like, spotlight eye, a halo eye with. As you can imagine, or as you can guess, not as you can imagine, you can't imagine. No, I wouldn't expect you to imagine. Who would put that pressure on you? As you might have guessed from how effusive I am and by the fact that they're a highlight of the week, they're really good. I really, really like them. They're really, really pretty. I've used them with and without a primer. Predictably, they perform better with a primer, but they're not horrible without. Some of the shimmers and glitters perform better with a glitter primer underneath. Perform better when you apply with your finger, but the mattes are so creamy and lovely. The shimmers just pop. They're really cheap. I really like them. That's why they're a highlight of the week. My second highlight of the week is something that I picked up. I was in CVS, I want to say like 2 months ago, because it's been a hot minute. I went in to pick up, you'll like this, a nasal spray for my post-surgery recovery. Too much? No. But I had to go in and pick up my prescription of this nasal spray. And while I'm in CVS, obviously I'm checking out the makeup counters. And they had a bunch of new mascaras on the L'Oreal stand, because they just redid the beauty section of my local CVS. And I've seen so many people talk about this L'Oreal Paris Bambi Eye Mascara. I want to say, and I might be wrong, but I believe it was Anita Bagwandis, who I love. And if you're not following Anita on social media, please do, because she's an absolute goth delight and just like my favorite Welsh goth. Like, my absolute favorite. I love her. She's actually just fucking great too. But anyway, I'm pretty sure it was Anita posted about this originally. I was like, yeah, I'll try it. There's been so many great mascaras lately, and it was on like 3 for $2, I think, on mascaras. So I got it. I picked it up. brought it home with zero expectation, opened it up. It's got a plastic brush with plastic bristles. I usually like a more full, fluffy bristle brush than these plasticky ones. So I was like, eh, we'll see. Guys, it's so good. It's so good. Like, it's very, very different to a Lash Paradise. It gives you a very different lash. It's much more defined. It's longer on me, I feel like. But it's so pretty. And the formula is so good. Here in the US, at least, there is a regular formula, I believe, and a washable formula. So one that comes off with water and one that comes off with makeup remover. But it's so good. I have been wearing it all the time during lockdown when really my panda eyes have been tested like never before because I'm spending a lot of time sat on my ass. And that will lead to panda eyes sometimes. I've also worn it through Peloton workouts. I'm obsessed with the Peloton app. Add me on Peloton if you're on Peloton. I don't have the bike, but I have the app and I am on it all the time, currently counting down the minutes to the next Cody Rigsby ride, which is 4:30 p.m. today, and I'm very excited. So add me on Peloton. But I've worn it through Peloton rides and I go hard, you guys. I go hard. And it survives. It doesn't even question it. It literally looks at me and it's like, bitch, you thought you could take me down? You could take me down a 30-minute pop ride while you like pedal to work, bitch, by Britney? You thought you could? You were wrong. And I respect it for that. So absolutely, if you're in the market for a new mascara, if your mascara is getting sad and dry and low and you need something that's like gives you a lot of definition, a lot of length, and just covers every single lash and gives you really, really pretty, does what it says on the tin, Bambi eyes, check this out from L'Oreal. You will not regret it. That's it from me today. Hopefully you also haven't regretted this last hour of your life. I hope this was helpful. It's really cheered me up. I've had a rough, weird few days. We had to take Belle to the vet because she had to get teeth cleaning, and then they were like, one of her teeth is broken, we have to take it out, so we have to knock her out. And that's always upsetting. And then like Anderson's hurt his paw somehow and he won't let us look at it, and the vets won't take him unless we drop him off and just leave him at 6 a.m. and he gets really bad anxiety and it gives him UTI infection and it's just so stressful. Also, did I mention a coup? Did I mention the coup? Jesus. One more week and we won't have to, well, I won't speak to you soon. I'm done. I'm out. I've talked to you about amazing Revlon palettes. So I've done my bit today to make the world a better place. Thank you so much for your support. To our Patreon subscribers, thank you so much. You keep the lights on. You keep the electricity running genuinely. Things is weird right now. So thank you if you've been able to support us on Patreon. We're working at getting merch up and running again so everyone can have their own full coverage mug, their own full coverage totes, that kind of jam. Hoping to make it an easier and better process for you all. Everyone in the Facebook group, you're the best. I love you. Thank you for being my safe space during the day. And yeah, come check us out on Facebook if you aren't already. Full coverage, the beauty group. Come and join us. Come join us on Instagram, Full Coverage Pod. And we have a Twitter account. Let's be real, we don't really use it. But if you want to come and talk to me on Twitter, I'm at Lindsay Kelk. So I'll see you there. But that's it for today. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another amazing interview with two more fantastic entrepreneurs that I'm slightly obsessed with. I'm going to get banned by their publicist. This publicist is going to be like, no one's coming on your podcast anymore, because I just keep being like, oh my God, you're like so clever and pretty. Did you know that you're so clever and pretty? Anyway, before that happens, I'm going to bid you adieu and I'm going to go finish writing a book, because that's what I do when I'm not doing this. It's been real, Full Coverage Pod. Welcome to 2021. See you again soon. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.